Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Praying Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite Praying Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today I want to talk a little bit about St. Joseph and the plenary indulgence that we can gain and what are things that we have to do. So a plenary indulgence is sort of the activity of the church giving over the treasures of heaven that are contained within her because of what Christ has done from his merits. And through the granting of a plenary indulgence, the temporal, sort of punishment that we're supposed to endure for sin is relieved from us. Now, there is a special thing that we can do to gain this plenary indulgence that the Pope has issued for the year of St. Joseph. And this is going to be a multi-phase sort of topic. I'm going to do a couple of episodes because there is five things that you can do that he has told to the people of God. This has been issued through the office, the penitentiary office of the Vatican, in relationship to the year of St. Joseph to gain the plenary indulgence. And those five things will each be their own episode. And they have to do with different aspects of St. Joseph, like, the protector of the family, St. Joseph the worker, and et cetera. So each one of those are going to be their own episode. But there's a foundational thing that we always have to do in relationship to anything that has to do with gaining an indulgence, whether it's a partial indulgence, a partial remission of the temporal punishment of sin, or a plenary indulgence, the fullness of remission. And those foundational things I want to cover today, and then in the following episodes, it'll be the five different things that we can do throughout the year of St. Joseph. Now, you can only gain one plenary indulgence for these activities. So when you do one, you've gained a plenary indulgence for the sake of yourself or your family or your ancestors, etc. But if you do it again, you can do it multiple times throughout the year, okay? So foundational things that we have to do in order to gain a plenary indulgence is this. We have to go to confession. We have to receive the sacrament of the Eucharist, and we have to pray for the Pope's intention. So he releases those online, and if you have trouble finding those, then just in your heart, say this activity right now, this moment of prayer, is for the intentions of our Holy Father. Excuse me. So we can receive multiple plenary indulgence from a single act of confession, but only one from reception of communion and the praying for the Pope's intentions. The point of all of this is because we're supposed to be in a relatively firm state of grace when we do the activity in relationship to the gaining of a plenary indulgence. Now, this may seem a little, oh my God, are we doing something? It's not about gaining salvation for ourselves through works. These practices are about putting ourselves into harmony with the divine will of God through what he has asked of us in, by, and through, of course, his church. So these five activities, you know, there's one is about praying the rosary. This is going to be a little teaser. Praying the rosary in a certain context, issues involving your daily labors, the litany of St. Joseph, going to a talk on St. Joseph, meditating upon the Our Father. All these things are different things I'm going to talk about in the episodes to come, but they're all based upon the necessity of going to confession, receiving the sacrament of the Eucharist, and praying for the Pope's intention. Now, if you're struggling with this and you can't really get to confession, you know, these activities will help to gain about a partial indulgence. But I would encourage you to really wrestle with these sort of things. Now, like I said, let's say every month I want to try to earn a plenary indulgence. You know, one month's going to be for me. Another month I want to gain that for the sake of my family. Another month for my enemies. Another month for blah, blah, blah. You know, all these sort of things. You know, one act of confession, as long as you maintain your life free from mortal sin, is good for a variety of these things. But we still have to go to communion once, and we have to go to plenary, pray for the Pope's intentions once. This is all very confusing. I apologize about this. That's why I'm going to be hitting it over and over and over again. Because these should be regular things that we're doing in our life. We should be hopefully, if we can, if you're in an area that's safe, you know, go to communion once a week. You know, go to confession once a month. Pray for our Holy Father and his intentions regularly. These are not sort of extraordinary activities in relationship to the life of the Christian. The extraordinary activities are what the Pope has issued through the office of the penitentiary in relationship to the year of St. Joseph, which will be covered in later episodes, as I have mentioned. So, lots going on. This is going to be just us putting our toe into the water of indulgences. You know, but remember, they're about the removal, the freedom of the temporal punishment that comes about from our sin. Kind of like when you commit sin, what's a good example of this? You break a window. You're doing something you're not supposed to do. Maybe you're a child, you're doing something you're not supposed to do, and your activity causes the breaking of a window. And you go and you ask for forgiveness from the person who broke the window. Okay. But what happens? The window's still broken. You know, so we can still do things, and the consequences of those sins are still being lived out in the world, you know, but yet we are free from the eternal punishment that comes about from sin itself, but the scars of sin still remain. So plenary indulgence has helped to free us from these scars of sin and etc. So a lot's going on here. I'm quite excited. My provincial asked me to sort of go through what is needed for the year of St. Joseph in terms of the plenary indulgence, so we can get this information out via our National Shrine of Our Lady Mount Carmel. Some of the, you know, the penitentiary document is right now only in Latin, Spanish, and Italian. So if you go to the penitentiary on the Vatican website, it's from December 8th. So if you can read Spanish or Latin or Italian, well, it'll be good for you. But if you can't, then you're going to struggle here. So remember, as this year of St. Joseph is beginning, and we want to work on gaining those plenary indulgences for the sake of maybe ourselves and our family, our religious communities, those that are suffering around the world, and et cetera, to help bring about a stronger atmosphere of reconciliation, of healing, and et cetera, from the treasuries, from the treasure that exists in the treasures of heaven. You know, we should get ourselves informed about these things, but it's all founded on the reality of maintaining our lives in a state of grace. So that means going to confession regularly. That means going to the Eucharist regularly. That means praying for our Holy Father and his intentions regularly. So, like I said, a lot of things are happening. These things can be kind of confusing. I'm going to try to clarify them as I go along, but remember, the foundation for any action in relationship to gaining a plenary indulgence maintains that we have to go to confession. We have to receive the Eucharist, and we have to pray for our Holy Father's intention. Do we have to do this all on the same day? No, just right around each other, okay? So it doesn't all have to be on the same day, and et cetera. So I just gave a big data dump, and if you're leaving this episode more confused than not, I apologize for that. We will be touching on this more when I go over the next few episodes on the five different extraordinary actions that we are called to do over the year of St. Joseph in relationship to gaining the plenary indulgence. So thank you very much for your time today. Let him with you know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a little review for me. It really does help other people find me when they search for episodes like this. Also, if you want more of my content or to email me, you can go to my website, thefrankfriar.com. And at my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can sign up and see things I've written, videos I've done, little positive memes, all that sort of good stuff. And you can also email me. Where's all this at? TheFrankFriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.